This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
The message you are about to listen to is from Abeokuta Believers Meeting 2023. Listen and be blessed.
Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. I expect a loud, resounding hallelujah. I'm sorry, it's not as loud as you were shouting before. I want it louder than you were shouting before. It's still not as loud. When I was coming up, the shout was loud. I want it louder. Hallelujah! 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 When we shout to the King of Kings. Yeah, we shout for humans sometimes, and we shout for football. And we're in a stadium. And we know how we shout when our team wins. Thank God for Abeokuta. Thank God for Pastor Shola. Thank God for Pastor Akinpalu that just finished. Thank God for Pastor Shola. I love him. Just like he said, I love him dearly. Very dearly. And I thank God for his passion for the city and the cities that the Lord will send him to. Just before we talk to God in songs, I said to him earlier that the seventh trumpet as a theme is prophetic. If you look around you, you will know it's prophetic. If you look at the world right now, you will know it's prophetic. So that if we were sleeping before, we will wake up. If you want to sit down for 2 minutes, you can. So that if you were sleeping before, you want to wake up. And the message he was preaching is true. I said recently, I saw that Manchester United publicly spoke and talked about the devil. And they said they signed a pact with the devil. How many of you are Manchester fan? I love football. And I really do love football because I used to play football. And I love a guy called Messi. And I follow him. So whatever team he goes to, I follow. If Messi goes to Manchester, I won't go. Because Manchester was bold enough, without shame, to do an advert, signing a pact with the devil. They didn't use that man. They didn't use, you know, how Illuminati, if you go to their website, how they try to not call the name of Jesus, they say that Nazarene. They didn't say that. They said the devil. They have signed a pact with the devil. You can look for it. I ask again, how many Man U fans are here? Why are we laughing? Nobody is answering again. But anything that will make them do that, not behind, in the public, they are publicly professing. It's the same way believers should publicly profess what we believe and not be ashamed of what we believe. The trumpet produces a sound. And you know that sound carries messages. Do you agree? Sound carries messages. And I believe the scripture apt for this is Revelation 11:15, where it talks about the seventh angel sounded the trumpet. He sounded the trumpet, but people responded with a loud voice. And they started to speak. What were they saying? How did they know what to say? It was because the trumpet spoke to them. And you know what the scripture says? It says the kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Messiah, and it will reign forever and ever. The sound that should be coming out from the body of Christ right now should be sounds that carries the message of the kingdom of God. And when I say sounds, I'm not talking about music alone. Whether you're preaching it, you're acting it, you're dancing it, you're singing it. The sound that should come out of the body of Christ now should be the sound that carries the message of the kingdom. Number one. Number two, the message that emphasizes the Lord of the kingdom and his dominion. Number three, the message of the saving power of the Messiah and his salvation. And number four, the message of eternity and life after here. That should be the message, because we are in perilous times and we should get our acts together. I know some people will say they've been saying Jesus will return since. When is he going to return? But he will return soon. And there's nothing wrong with being ready. You don't have to say, maybe this war happening in Israel is what would, that's the sign that Jesus is almost coming. Okay, if you want to even take it like that, why don't you be ready? Whether it's this one, whether it's the next one, you are ready. So that's the sound that should be coming from us. All the worldly sound we have brought into the church. And some people will say, what do you mean? There are people that joke and mock and say things like, even at your weddings, how do you play? Is it Holy Ghost song you are going to play at wedding? Some people will mock and laugh and say, is it spirit chant you are going to play when you want to make love with your spouse? Trying to justify that you have to listen to the song of the world, not caring where the source is coming from. Or is it the one that we come into the house of the Lord and dance Bese that Naira Marley introduced? Is it not Naira Marley that introduced it? Help me. Okay, we are believers. We are all believers. In most of the churches, if you have not Bese and do this, are you complete? But it's what has happened. Naira Marley possessed. Oh, you don't think he is? You don't think so? He's possessed with perversion. And for everyone that listens to him and his likes, you are getting yourself infused with demonic spirit. But he's the one that did the Bese thing, that thing. And every church, we even say Bese for long. Abby? Well, not all churches. Why are we quiet? We are guilty. Yes, and we need to repent. We don't import every... My own is, if you want to dance it before they do it. Don't wait for them to introduce it, then you now carry it into the church. Who is leading who? Huh? Who is leading who? Because this thing I'm saying, you have people love Nathaniel Bassey in the morning to pray. They love to pray with Dunsi Oyeko in the morning. And then at night, they are queuing for Wizkid. It's still Christians, Abby. Is it not Christians? Talk to me now. Leave the rain. Is it not Christians? It's Christians. So the sound that needs to come out of the body right now is the sound of the kingdom. Do you like rain? Talk to me. Do you like rain? Talk to me. Do you like rain? We went to South Africa and it rained. And it was a test. Because as soon as it began to rain, they were trying to run away. But the rain was only for a few. It was a rain of blessing. And I said to them, we have to be that generation that come sun, come rain. I say, come sun, come rain. Come sun, come rain. We will stand with Jesus. I am not speaking this to encourage you because rain is falling, because it was going to fall. Do you understand me? It was going to fall. Come sun, come rain. You are those people that will stand for God. That is not, is it complacent? All right? Can you still hear me? Is the rain louder than me? So you can hear me. So can you say hallelujah? Okay, so I know you can hear me. So there are a lot of things we need to stop. And so that message is very, very important that we take with us and we check. And I like that he said something, but this was written here. He says the seventh trumpet has an agenda, and the agenda is to announce the kingdom of God. Every true believer must become the seventh trumpet. Say, every true believer, say it with me. I can't hear you. Every true believer must become the seventh trumpet. Scripture says of John in John 1:23, it says John was like a kind of trumpet. And what was he doing? He was crying in the wilderness, preparing the way for the Lord. Huh? So I say to you today, John was a seventh trumpet. Paul was a seventh trumpet. Rayan Bonnke was a seventh trumpet. Right? Billy Graham was a seventh trumpet. Shola Oshumakide is a... Huh? Nathaniel Bassey is a seventh trumpet. Michael Oroko is a seventh trumpet. Huh? Who else is a seventh trumpet? Ezekiel, Daniel is a seventh trumpet. Victoria Orenze is a seventh prophet. I am sent to make noise of the king and his kingdom. Are you the seventh trumpet? Are you a seventh trumpet? Will you make noise of the kingdom wherever you find yourself? Will you shout for the kingdom? Will you make noise with your life, with your thoughts, with your behavior? Are you a seventh trumpet? Are you a seventh trumpet? I know that I am a seventh trumpet. I know men and women that are seventh trumpet. Will you be a seventh prophet when this thing is over? Will you be when this meeting is over? Can you see the rain has calmed down? I just kind of know it will rain, so there is no point. And the rain is not to disrupt. The rain is to affirm. I say it again. The rain is not to disrupt. The rain is to what? Affirm. That's why when I see things like this, I say to the Lord, we receive the showers of blessings. We receive
abundance of rain. Let it fall as you were promised. We receive the showers of love. I say it again. We receive the showers of blessings. We receive abundance of rain. I say, let it pour as you were promised. We receive the showers of love. You know, this song was recorded at Pastor Shola's church. And when we sang it, rain was falling. Abby, do you remember? I became scared of the song that I don't sing it. If I want to fly, when the song comes to my mind, I say no, because I don't want it to rain. This is a token. It's a token. It's a token. So I ask you, are you a seventh trumpet? That should be the question. And if you are confused as to what you should be doing, you should be preaching the message of the kingdom and everything the kingdom stands for. I love Pastor Shola, but I don't come because I love him alone. I always like the Lord to give me a word. And he says, this is the word he said. He said, I am your trumpet, sounding the alarm, preparing the way for the Lord. I am your trumpet, sounding the alarm, your kingdom come, your will be done. I say, I am your trumpet, sounding the alarm, preparing the way for the Lord. I am your trumpet, sounding the alarm, your kingdom come, your will be done. That's what he gave me for you. He says, you are the trumpet sounding the alarm, preparing the way for the Lord. I say to you, I say, you are the trumpet sounding the alarm. His kingdom come, his will be done. Should I sing it one more time? I am your trumpet, sounding the alarm, preparing the way of the Lord. Oh, I am your trumpet, sounding the alarm, your kingdom come, your will be done. Can I hear you say it? Say, I am your trumpet. Say, I am your trumpet. What are you saying? That is what he gave to me for you. We have to become the trumpet, sounding the alarm, preparing the way for the Lord. With our lives, with our words, with our intentions, we have to become the seventh prophet. Can I hear you sing it again? I am your trumpet, sounding
prepared. If you are declared, say, I am your trumpet. Your kingdom, come, come, your will be done. Let me hear you again. I am your trumpet. I am your trumpet. Sounding the alarm, preparing the way for the Lord. I am your trumpet. Hey, your kingdom. You say, I am your trumpet. Hey, preparing the way. This is your call. This is my call. I say, I am the trumpet. Sounding the alarm. Your kingdom. Don't come, your will be. Oh, lift your voice and say, I am your trumpet. I am. That is who I am. Oh, everywhere I go, every city, every country, I will speak of you. Oh, we say, I am your trumpet. Sounding the alarm. You sound the alarm to prepare the way for the Lord, that his kingdom will come and his will be done. Yes, say, I am your trumpet. You are the voice they hear. Tell him, preparing the way, preparing the way for the Lord, for the Lord, for the Lord. Say, I am your trumpet. I am. Your kingdom come, your kingdom come, your will be done. Lift your voice and say, I am your trumpet. Sounding. Trumpets make a noise. Trumpets don't keep quiet. Trumpets must speak. Trumpets must sound.
big trumpet, can you sound the alarm? If you're a living trumpet, can you sound the alarm? Sound the alarm! 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 If you're a living prophet, if you're a living trumpet, if you're a living prophet, if you're a living trumpet, sound the alarm! And then hear this. Am I in a bell kuta? You are your Siolua. If you are a living trumpet, you are your Siolua. If you are a living trumpet, you are your Siolua. If you are a living trumpet, you are your Siolua. Shout of joy! Shout of joy! Shout of joy! Eranda makapala na maradoski atonde. Can you shout for joy? Tori oluwa ti o tobi ni. Ti tobi re. Okulaka we. I am saying stuff for you to make your noise. You are a living trumpet. Trumpets don't stay mute. Trumpets don't keep quiet. Trumpets blast. Trumpets blast. Trumpets blast. Trumpets blast.
Above all other gods, every king will worship him. And he will say, oh, be lifted above with royal crowns of and worship. One more time, oh, be lifted above, yes. Because every tongue in heaven and earth will declare your glory. Every knee will bow at your throne. In worship, you are exalted, O God. Yeah, your kingdom shall not pass away. I say it again. I say every tongue in heaven and earth shall declare your glory. Every knee will bow, will bow, will bow, will bow at your throne. In worship, my God, you are exalted. You are exalted. You are exalted. You are exalted. Your kingdom can never pass away. We don't care any other kingdom existing. His kingdom can never pass away. I like the way he put it. You loan a thing, it doesn't belong to you. It belongs to God. His kingdom will not pass. His reign will not pass. That's why I say, my Jesus, my Savior, Lord, all up. Are you thinking about what you're saying? The wonders. Say you are. Tell him he's the tower. And then he says what? Let it all that I am never cease to worship.
When we sing it again, I want you to hear what you are saying. When we say, it says, shout to the Lord, all the earth, let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to our King. And then he says, mountains, 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 inform our system, bow down to the King of Kings. Sing this song again. I probably think you want me to sing songs that you know from album, but hear what you are saying. Shout to the Lord, all the earth. Let us sing. Power, majesty, praise belong to our King. Mountains, mountains, all the mountains of influence, they bow. They bow. And the seas roar at what? The sound. If you don't make the sound, mountains don't bow. You need to learn to make the sound. You need to learn to roar. You need to learn to use your voice to make the sound, to make the decree. You need to learn to use your voice to make the sound. You speak, you declare with your voice. Mountains bow. Again, shout to the Lord. Abel Kuta, shout to the Lord. Abel Kuta, shout to the Lord. Abel Kuta, shout to the Lord. Oreo Kuta, shout to the Lord. Oreo Kuta, shout to the Lord. Of the mountain, you are not under the mountain, you are on top of the mountain, you are not under the mountain, you are on top of the mountain. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hear me again. If you are a believer, you are not a Abel Kuta, you are on top of the mountain, and every one of you here, you are on top of the mountain. Oreo Kuta Lewa. You ran from on top of the mountain. You are not under the mountain. You are on top of the mountain. So I say, Abel Kuta, that you used to be. But now I say to you, Oreo Kuta, shout to the Lord. God is changing your name in the spirit. God is changing your name in the spirit. Oreo Kuta Lewa. Oreo Kuta Lewa. Oreo Kuta Lewa. Oreo Kuta Lewa. You are not under anymore. You are on top. You are not under anymore. You are on top. You are on top. Shout to the Lord. Shout to the Lord. All the earth. Let us sing. Power. God just changed your placement in the spirit. And because God has changed it, we will hear a sound from you. We will hear a roar from Abel Kuta. You are not crying from under the rock anymore. You are crying from on top of the rock. You are crying from on top of the rock. And so your voice will be heard. Your voice will be heard. Your voice will be heard. Forever, I love you. Forever. Nothing compares. Oh. Because I am your trumpet sounding. Prepare. Say, I am your trumpet. Sounding the alarm. From the mountaintop, you are sounding the alarm. One more time, say, I am the trumpet. Hey, breathe. Lift your voice, say, I am the trumpet. I am your sounding. Your kingdom, your king. Don't come your will. One more time, lift your voice, say, I am the trumpet. Prepare. Say, I am your trumpet, oh. Your kingdom, your kingdom come, your. One more time, say, I am your trumpet. Whoa, breathe. Declare, say, I am your trumpet, oh. Sound it. You see, that's the song the Lord gave you. I can be tempted to sing you what I want to sing you. But I don't sing you what you want to hear. I want to sing you what He wants for you. Because some people, why you were shouting was because of I get back in. But that's not the reason we are here. We have to go past that kind of Christianity. We have to go past it. If He wants us to sing it, we will. But let's not focus on that. So you will sing this song again. That time is not for me because I have 1 hour. I am your. Say, breathe. You need to sing it from your heart. Say, I am your trumpet. As you sing, you become. And you are declaring, your kingdom come, your will be done. Declare, say, I am your trumpet. Say, prepare. You need to see yourself, I am the trumpet. Sound it. Your kingdom, your kingdom, your kingdom. Declare, say, I am your trumpet. Sound it. You need to sing it knowing who you are. You are a John the Baptist in this time. Say, I am the trumpet. You are here to sound an alarm. You are on the earth to sound an alarm. Declare, say, I am your trumpet. Sound it. Can you sound it to the ends of the earth? Can you sound it? Say, I am. say, AI. That's the trumpet. That is what the trumpet is saying. Speak in the Holy Ghost. Can I hear you speak in the Holy Ghost? Out loud in the Holy Ghost. I am your trumpet, sounding the alarm, preparing the way for the Lord. We are your trumpet, sounding the alarm, your kingdom. Precious Holy Spirit, we thank you. We bless you. We give you the praise. We bless your holy name. For in Jesus' name we have worshipped. And the people say, the people say, I'll leave you soon. He says here, my time is up, but I have 10 minutes because it's 1 hour. And when I came, it was 15 minutes. But listen to me. God is doing something. God is testing us. We are a generation that reacts to what we like, not what he wants. Do you hear me? Are you hearing me? We are a generation that reacts to what we like, what is trending, and what is reigning, and not what he wants. And God has been doing a dealing lately, because he's trying to call his own back. I can sing you an array of songs from one to the other that will take you like this, ooh, and then you say we climaxed. Arrange the way I want it so that I can get the right reaction from you. But when we are done, what will God say? Do you hear me? When we are done, what will God say? You can take your seat if you're not already seated. The one we have sung is enough. The one we have sang is enough. Like I said, I can come here from one song to the other, sing what you want to hear. But God is correcting that, so that when we sing because we love him, not because we love the song or the singer. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? Some people came to hear one song. But this is a believer's gathering, right? Why are you not talking again? It's a believer's gathering. Some people came to hear one song, and when that song is not given, they are not happy. But it's not about that. It's about understanding and doing what God wants. And God is trying to return the focus to himself. I go to cities, I go to nations. It is very easy to take the glory and put the focus on man, which is what we are doing lately, if we'll be truthful. But God is trying to return the focus to him. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? Are you with me? Why are you not speaking loud? Are you with me? So that every time we sing with understanding. Every time we speak and we receive a word with understanding. The only reason I will sing, I get backing, is because God said. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? Why are you not talking to me? My own soul is important than ministry. I will say it again. My soul is what? Important than ministry. I don't want to please you. I'm not interested. I will sing, I get back in, because as we were coming, we almost had an accident. Because everybody liked the song because it speaks of you have backing. So even those that are not living right have backing. I don't know the kind of backing you have,
right? Everybody, I get beat, you know, I get back, you know. But you don't know that you are backed up when you know God, not because you sing it. So I only sing it because we almost had an accident. And before that accident happened, or almost happened, in my mind, that song came to me. And the Lord was telling me, you people sing, I get back in, I get back in, I get back in. Not necessarily because they know who I am, but they like that they have something backing them up. And he said to me, you don't sing it for no reason. You sing it because he backs you up to send you. Did you hear me? He backs you up when he sends you. When he sends you on an errand, he backs you up. That's why you call him Oromanishe. Oromanishe Shekini. He sends you work and then he backs you up. If he doesn't send you work and you are singing, I get back in, he will not back you up. So you can't be living a dual life and you say, I get back in, he won't back you up. So I said to him, okay, I have your assignment, so you are backing us up. And we missed that accident. So when I say to you, or I speak to you, or I sing to you, and I say, Enitoba doju komi, abababa mi nile, it's not a feel good song. Enitoba roku komi, abababa mi lejo. Why? I get. I can say that because I follow him. I know they walk alone. I will say it again. Enitoba doju komi, abababa mi nileo. Enitoba roku komi, abababa mi lejo. Why? I get back, you know. He sends you and he backs you up. You can't be doing what he does not send you and expect backing. I know they walk alone. Enitoba robi komi, abababa mi nile. Enitoba dite mommy, abababa mi lejo. Why? I get. I know they walk alone. I know they. You know this thing I'm saying is not entering your head. If I say now they should play, and we go, and it's over there, you see people jumping. About, I can hear another. It goes beyond a song. It is who knows him, he backs up. So he's not permitting me to sing it for you to jump. Because that's what you will want. He wants you to have understanding. Those who are on the Lord's side, the Lord backs up. Do we agree? Do we agree? So that when you sing it, don't join them to sing songs that you are not living the life. It will sound like I'm just talking now. I give us a few months from now. I give us 10 months from now. What I'm saying, you will understand it. You will understand how we have given songs glory and not Jesus. You will understand how we have given songs glory and not Jesus. They will sing the same thing, but because it's not a popular song that have 10 million views, you will not react right. But when it's a popular song, you will react right. Songs and music is trying to take the glory of God. And we have to be sensitive. We have to be very sensitive. So we don't love music more than we love God. We don't love worship meetings more than we love the word. Are you with me? Are you happy with me? Are you upset with me?
If you're upset with me, I can't help you. I can't. I would be glad to leave here and know that what God said I should do, I did. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? So the song the Lord gave you, which we can even sing all through, is that you are the trumpet sounding the alarm, preparing the way of the Lord. Very soon, those days will be gone where you invite us because of the song raining. You will invite us trying to hear what God wants to say. And I know that's how Pastor Shola is. He's not interested in inviting you to come and sing what you like, what people like. But those days are about over. You hear me? They're about over. That we will worship God because we love Him, not because we love a song. God bless you, Abel Okuta. God bless you, Abel Okuta. God bless you, Abel Okuta. Or you don't think the Lord bless you? God bless you, Abel Okuta. But you are now Ori Okuta.
Thank you for listening to the message from ABM 2023. We hope you have been blessed. You can share your testimony at abiokutabelieversmeeting.org/testimony. God bless you.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.